going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Primetime. It's time for our Association Amuse-Bouche. Little NBA talk for you today. On the heels of a forced Game 7, the Nuggets hang on. They rally. A sick Jamal Murray plays and plays very well. And now the one seed, already out in the East, on the ropes in the West. We're going to get a Game 7 in OKC on Sunday. This series has been great. It feels like it's been a teeter-totter a little bit, in that a lot of the games have been really hard fought, but they've been games of runs, they've been games of droughts, and there it's been, sometimes it's dependent on the whistle, sometimes it's not, but I feel like it's been good theater all the way through.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've seen a couple now, these last two, where it felt like one team was in control and then a third quarter run
went the other way.
It goes the other way. And, you know, it's weird in that, you know, Jokic, in a game they lost, has an all-time performance because he gets no help. And last night he was good, but it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like peak, oh my God, this is the best player in the world.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden you get contributions. Murray steps up when he was sick. Christian Brown, huge night for him.
Julian Strother.
Where the hell is Julian Strother? I'm like, yeah. What? He's just out there hitting like, what, 3-4 threes? And so, you know, it's nice that you've had a series that has a lot of these different elements to it. And now you get the best thing in sports, which is a Game 7. And I really thought Oklahoma City would just, after that first, you know, what the hell happened and they blew out Denver, I just thought their depth would especially wear down Denver. I mean, Denver essentially plays seven guys, right? And it's just not a good bench. And Oklahoma City is so deep and they're so much younger that I thought they'd wear them down. And I still think that's a huge advantage in Game 7. But, you know, Jokic didn't have to go all out. He only shot 14 times last night. And I'll tell you what, I'm not certain, because I said all along this is Oklahoma City, I'm not certain that I want Game 7 against that Serbian dude. I'm not certain I want that guy walking into my arena and that's who I have to slay. That guy is entering status of, I don't want to F with that guy. If there's one guy right now in the NBA, all things being equal, and I got one game, and who I always call them the bus guys. Whenever you played like high school football,
the guy you want coming off the bus first.
Yeah, and that was the guy you'd look at and be like, I don't like this. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's another player in the NBA that I want getting off my bus first.
Yeah.
And so even though Oklahoma City is the better team, they're at home, and I've been on Oklahoma City the whole time, I find it hard to bet against Denver and that guy getting off the bus in Oklahoma City.
Well, so here are a couple things that I saw last night that are wildly concerning for OKC, yeah, because they were so dominant in the regular season as far as what their output was offensively versus what they were allowing defensively. And let's see, the stat here is that this is the first time that a team in the top 10 of point differential has lost three games before the The conference finals since 2016.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe Oklahoma City had the best win or best point differential of all time this
season. Yes, correct. Yeah, and now they're staring down the barrel of Game 7 where anything can happen.
Yeah, and it's the best defensive team in the NBA, and you know, you gave up 119 to a Denver team, and it wasn't like Jokic. Like if Jokic goes crazy for 45, I get it, but to have. You know what? Three guys go for 20 on you. I really thought Oklahoma City was better than that. I really did, and I thought that maybe Shea would this. You know, he's going to win the MVP this year, and again, I mean, Shea had 32. Like, I'm not trying to throw any sort of to shade at the guy. I just thought that he would be the difference in this series.
And so here's the other stat that I saw. He has been a difference maker, but the games or the performances in which Jokic teammates have scored 21 plus, that's happened 8 times in 6 games. Mm-hmm. You want to guess how many times OKC teammates of Shea have scored 21 plus?
How many?
Once.
Huh.
All series.
See, that's a killer. For the team that's supposed to be...
They've got the depth, but they don't have any... They don't have the 2 or 3 big depth guys that are really stepping up and helping out. And last night, they were atrocious from behind the arc. That was kind of their big killer last night. But you don't have one guy... You're not getting a Julian Strother. You're not getting a Christian Brown performance. Yeah. You're not getting those performances. And boy, if it's a battle of just Shea versus Jokic and which MVP candidate can do the most damage in the final game... I'm terrified for OKC.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just this is all you could hope for if you're the NBA. And I'm not certain if you're in the NBA, who do you want to see emerge from that? Do you want it to be the young Timberwolves and the young Thunder, or do you want to see Jokic continue to write the legacy as the best big of his generation and
he's probably the bigger draw, right?
Wouldn't more people, I would think.
I would think so too.
I would think, but you know the. I don't know. Jokic versus the star power of Oklahoma City, neither one of them is a huge market. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know who you'd want to see. I there's part of me that says that you would want to see the young Thunder against the Timberwolves and Ant Edwards.
Sure.
But I don't know. Does Jokic move the needle for everyone from a TV set? He does me.
He does for me, too. And I also feel like, in a weird way, he does, but not because of the reasons he should. I feel like there's been this thing where he's been maligned. Is he worthy? Is he not? Is he a top 10 guy? Is he not? Like, is he just a top European? Is he just a volume guy? It feels like he's, for some reason, hotly debated because he won multiple MVPs and they thought that shut other people out or whatever, but for my money, he's one of the most entertaining players to watch in the league.
Well, if he goes into Game 7 and slays the number one team in the NBA and the MVP this year in Shea and the team with the greatest point differential of all time. And he does it with no offense to his team, but like he still has never played with an all-star. He's never played with an all NBA guy. He's never played with an all defensive guy.
Yep.
And look, there's Jamal Murray's good. Christian Brown's okay.
Yeah, Jamal Murray's like right on the cusp of all-star status or has been.
But you want to talk about in a league where supposedly you can't do it by yourself. He's done it by himself.
Yeah. And with not a lot of other help too. Like what you just mentioned, it's not like there's a whole lot of depth. It's like 7 guys who kind of piecemeal it together.
Yeah. And then you fire your coach with a handful of games left in the season and you bring in a guy that was a high school coach a handful of years ago in Adelman and now you're doing this? I mean, I said every day that guy plays, there's a little bit more of we are watching something truly special.
Yeah.
And that whole notion of not caring and it just kind of being an afterthought, I think even that stuff has gone out the window because you see him now. He's beyond engaged. He's yelling at people.
Well, after Malone got fired, he almost took over as player coach. I mean,
it feels like he is the coach.
Like I know Adelman is still technically the one pushing the buttons, but he's the one leading huddles. He's the one telling people down the stretch, here is what we're doing. Here's how we're doing it.
And it'll be interesting to see, much like Houston, if Oklahoma City does bow out in Game 7,
are there changes coming?
Do you continue to be patient and let this thing cook? Or, you know, the big one that's dangling out there now, not to do the ESPN and you know, look ahead because we have plenty of basketball still left to be played. But, I mean, you got a top 5 player in the league that has basically said, hey, I'm open to maybe going somewhere else.
And yeah.
Who are 2 teams that have the assets and young players to go out and get that done? Oklahoma City and Houston that finished 1-2 in the West. And you really wouldn't have to give up a lot of your team.
You wouldn't think so.
You know, you could give up a young player and a S ton of picks, and you could add Giannis to this team or Giannis to the Houston team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something to keep an eye on. If they bow out in game seven, Oklahoma City has been beyond patient and letting this thing cook and marinate.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you know, Shea's not 22. He'd been in the league a while.
Well, and at some point with these young guys in the primes that they're ascending into, whether, I mean, let's be honest, you don't know how long Chet is going to hold up. I mean, the fact that he's productive now and you've got Shea, like, if you have assets you can take a swing with, it's probably the time to do that.
Yeah. Oh, and someone on the text program is right. Russell Westbrook was an MVP. And
sure, but
that,
yeah.
So that's the recent addition. And
on paper, that is correct.
And he has never played. There is no one that has been an all-star, an MVP, or a defensive. No one has made any sort of postseason award while playing with Jokic. Russ would have been the first one that would have had it in his past. No offense, but Russ is far from an all-star and far from an MVP candidate. But yes, technically speaking, that would be the case. Russ would be the first one.
I know I'm taking it back 2 minutes or 3 minutes, but I definitely think that the NBA wants the Nuggets to win this series. Not because of you're not getting to build the two new young teams, which kind of seems like it's going to be Minnesota and OKC for the next couple of years,
right?
At least how they're built. But you get the rematch of last year where you learned about Ant.
Sure.
Like Ant went from, hey, that's a pretty good young player. Maybe in a couple of years he'll be something. To remember, last year we compared him to Michael Jordan.
Yep.
Like that was a real conversation.
We dubbed him the next
and
guy.
They and they slayed Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Well, but Denver beat Oklahoma City, wasn't it?
No. Minnesota did.
I think
Minnesota beat Denver.
Minnesota beat Oklahoma City last year.
Minnesota beat Denver. That was the series that went four games.
Mm. Now I got to look this up. I thought Minnesota knocked out Oklahoma City last year.
No, Minnesota knocked out Denver, and then Dallas beat Oklahoma City. So this would be a rematch
last year. It was Luka that slayed OKC. Luka
slayed OKC. So you get a rematch of a great series from last year, and you get to see Rudy Gobert kind of try and make up for some of his mistakes. You get to see Ant and Jokic go at it again. I think that's the matchup that they would prefer. Plus, you're going to get a bunch of conversation, too, if the Nuggets win, that Jokic should have been the MVP. Because if you look at his numbers, it's his best year he's ever had.
Well, yeah.
Jokic is in that territory now. LeBron was in this. Jordan was in this. They're the MVP every year.
Barry Bonds had some of that.
Barry Bonds had some of it. Dude, you're the best player, and the only reason you give it to someone else is
people are tired of giving it to
people
you.
People are tired. And then we got into the weird Embiid thing where, you know,
we got into a race thing.
Yeah, a race thing. Look, Jokic is the best player in the NBA. He's the best player. He's in that territory now where you could give it to him every single year. And he should have been the MVP this year, but they won't. They're going to give it to Shea because he was on the best team. He was the best player, and it's someone different. We do this all the time where it's like...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm not going to say it's a career achievement, but like...
It's his turn.
It's his turn.
Yeah.
We do that a lot.
Yeah.
It is your turn. This guy has had his... And now we're giving it to you because it's
you've been
turn.
Close or you've done enough to be worthy of being an MVP. So this is just your time to get it.
Yes.
I did see one idea. I wish I could credit who it was. It was last night. I don't remember the tweet, but bringing a little wrestling wrinkle to Game 7, which would just be awesome, kind of almost like a ladder match or a cage match. They should just dangle the MVP trophy over center court, and whoever wins the game, that just descends and goes into the hand of either Shea or Jokic, and that's how you decide
it. Jokic would not. Jokic would just
he'd be like, whatever, give it to a teammate or something.
That is the one thing about that guy. Well, there's a lot of great things, but he truly doesn't care about that crap.
A single accolade. No, none of it.
I do think that that whole he doesn't care thing, that's gone out the window. That guy wants to win. And I'll tell you what, if he leads this team to an NBA championship,
that's a whole other level of legend.
start writing your name in the history books, because I think a lot of people already say he's the best big, modern big.
Sure.
You know, and then you get into, you know, Russell and Wilt and all that. But I think a lot of people I've heard already say that if you're talking about the modern day bigs, you know, Olajuwon, Ewing, Shaq, Duncan, they would take Jokic. And
I think you'd have to.
Look, I'm that's all individual preference. I'll tell you what, it's not an absurd argument to say that if of all the modern bigs,
no one passes and shoots like him among those guys that you just named,
that you would take him. I'll listen to Hakeem, because I think if
you had dominant players.
Yeah, dominant.
But I mean, he didn't do what Jokic does.
He truly is a unique player. But and then you go back into the none of those guys were asked to do it because it was a different game. But I've certainly never seen anyone do this. He is a unicorn. He is a one on one.
You mentioned Giannis and his next destination. I want to ask the question: if it's a bad idea for him to join the Western Conference. Additionally, we do have a game 6 coming up tonight. Celtics trying to avoid elimination. And an interesting nugget on the Jason Tatum injury that I haven't seen others pursue. Want to get Sook's thoughts on that. Coming up next, primetime 1080 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.